If I can, I wanted to talk you through where my conviction comes from around Welsh independence, and I brought my son along today because I kind of think about it. There you go, Lol. I kind of think about it as the future, but I also think about us having a responsibility for the present. So let's maybe talk about three things. I'd like to talk about maybe the economic and business case. I think I'd like to talk about the culture, and last, I'd like to think about why. So if I start with, firstly, my background. So very quickly, I grew up in Cwmbran in the late 70s and early 80s with a single-parent family, and went to a great local school, Crossacilliog, and went to university in London, and then had a normal career until I started a business at 28 called Just Eat with a friend of mine, and then sort of went on an entrepreneurial journey for 12, 13 years. And without boring you with that, it sort of ended up being a public company, so I became a public CEO at 36 and ended up a FTSE 100 CEO at 39. And after 3 years of that, I decided actually there were other things to life. So I actually stepped back, not least I have three small children, et cetera, et cetera. But actually, one of the things I was interested in and very passionate about was where I'm from, which in my case is Gwent, which actually is why I got involved with the Dragons, actually.
Yay!
Thank you, there is more than one. But we've got to start somewhere. One of the reasons for the Dragons was actually I like building things, and I think about this movement, and I think you guys are doing a fabulous job with this movement, by the way, is about building momentum, whether it's a business or a rugby team or a political movement. When you have momentum, it becomes an unstoppable force. And I saw the comments by the First Minister recently where to me at least, he felt like King Canute, sort of denying that this movement had momentum, that it was some kind of small minority of people. And in majority, I think it's a silent majority of Indie Curious now. And there's a growing band of us, actually, that are indie convicted. And I certainly sit in the latter. And so let's get to why from a business perspective. I built a business in Ireland along the way, and it always struck me that our capital city felt poorer than Dublin in the sort of late 2000s, early 2011-12. And I got to thinking, why? Why would that be? And then you start to turn into data. And when you look at data, it's an embarrassment, I think, to the British people and the British government that you can go to Cardiff, just a few hundred miles from Dublin, with all the challenges Ireland had the last 100 years. And yet Ireland and Dublin come to you is roughly, as you many of you in this room will know, is roughly twice as wealthy GDP per capita than our capital city. Twice. Think about that for a second, twice. It's embarrassing. So the GDP of County Dublin is around 73 billion euros. The GDP of Wales is roughly 70 billion pounds. And yet Ireland has, and County Dublin has half the population, 1.4 million people in that area. And if I think about that as a business person or as someone who likes building things, I think about, well, why has that happened? Well, that can only happen for two reasons. Either we are really, really, really bad at what we do, and history would tell you otherwise, given the birth of the Industrial Revolution, think about the NHS and the people we produce and the natural resources we have, or actually, the people responsible and charged for the growth and development of our capital city, frankly, either don't care or are incompetent. Now, they could be both, but either way, it's unacceptable. So that was really a stark thing that made me Indie Curious probably 8, 9 years ago now. And the more I looked into it, the more it became obvious. And then if you see the way the graph goes and it pulls apart, if you take Dublin as an example, it makes even less sense when you think Cardiff is 2 hours from Heathrow. Why would Amazon, Facebook, Google locate in Dublin? It's a bloody pain in the backside to get to Dublin from Heathrow when they come from Silicon Valley, and yet they do. And they do it, we all know, for tax reasons, etc. Of course they do, and tech companies can be anywhere. But why on earth, if a British government really cared about sharing the wealth of the British economy and growing the different corners of the UK, why the hell wouldn't the British government make it an incentive to build businesses, tech companies in South Wales or in northern parts of England, for example? Well, they do it because actually it doesn't move the needle for them, because then you turn to why again and you look at London. And London's GDP per capita is roughly £43,000, I believe. And what's the poorest part of the UK? It's Wales, with just around under 20. That's, in a modern economy, that puts us somewhere alongside, I believe, somewhere like Bulgaria or Romania. Now, We all know the migration issue that happened when Eastern Europe and EU had the Schengen rules and people can move across borders. Lots of Eastern European people came to the UK, predominantly the southeast and other parts of the UK, because of course they were economic migrants, which has happened for hundreds of years. So it's no different for Welsh people. So jumping back to my story, I left Wales at 18 to go to university and built a business in London, and then from a professional perspective, you know, never came back. And the reason why I did that really was growing up in the 80s, post-miners Wales, in a single-parent family, my mum said to me, go to university in London, go for opportunity, there's nothing for you around here. I remember my mum saying that to me multiple times. And that's not good enough. And I think about my kids, and I think about other people's kids. That's a bloody disgrace that my mum, not her fault, she wanted the best for me. Work hard at school, get to university, go to London, get a job. And I wonder, well, I don't have to wonder, because I've looked at the data, how many kids had the same journey. And all of a sudden, Just Eat was a British company, a London tech company. And Just Eat isn't a British company. It's not a London tech company. It was built by a Welsh person. But you'll never see that anywhere. You'll never see it anywhere. And if you look at Go Compare and Hayley Parsons, it's a British company. It should be, and predominantly should be, of course, and we have lots of other opportunities, but other Welsh tech companies, which are just one part of our economy. And that happens because talent slowly slips away. And when talent slips away, you end up with a kind of economic disparity that we now see in the UK, where you have children in the southeast and GDP in the southeast almost double here of Wales, which is just a couple of hours away. So that kind of frustrates me as a business person, because what that really is lost opportunity, a lost opportunity. And if you like building things, you don't like wasting opportunities. So I do think why independence for me is such an obvious thing is because if you have responsibility to build things in Cardiff, in a Welsh government or wherever it might be, then I suspect they'll care a little bit more. And if they don't care, then we have the right to vote them out and get people that do care. And at the moment, we don't have that right. We have a Westminster Parliament with just over 650 MPs, of which 40 are Welsh MPs. I don't count Stephen Kinnock, actually, in that. So let's call it. let's call it 39. And so, no, we have 40. But what that really says, again, from a statistics perspective, is that we have no influence. Because if you're in a democracy, in a parliament of 650 people, and you have 40 representatives, you're barely 7-8%. You don't have any voice, you're not important. And I think some of our MPs, by the way, do a great job speaking up for independence. But the truth is, they don't have any influence over a parliament of 650. And you only have to look at all the narratives. And Labour, and the Labour Party, I mean, hang their heads in shame. I grew up in a Labour family. We've had a Labour Party in the Senate for I don't know how long. What the hell have they done? Sorry, but what have they done? What's different for a Welsh child growing up in poverty in the 80s to now as a result of devolution? I see marginal difference, if any at all. So that's why I've gone to Indie Conviction, not Indie Curious as well. Because we need a parliament where we can hold those MPs to account. We're wholly responsible for the growth and development of Wales. And if they don't deliver, then we get a different set of politicians, because that's democracy. But I'd rather live with people that are responsible to us, for us, that we can change, than live with a parliament currently in Westminster that we can barely influence, that we don't have any mathematical reality of having influence. And frankly, if you look at all the history of what that parliament has done for us, we're half as poor as Dublin, if not more. We're growing slower than any other part of the UK. We have the highest poverty levels than pretty much everywhere else in the UK. And London is more than two times wealthier and growing quicker. So all the data tells you that while I would love to think, you know, there was a future in it, there simply isn't. And anyone who thinks there is bluntly deluding themselves, is my opinion. Lastly, I want to come to culture, because culture does matter. And if I think about community and culture and the place I grew up in Gwent, there was a very strong sense, of togetherness and a very strong sense of social responsibility, a very strong sense of public service. And I do wonder, if I look at the culture of Westminster and the governments we've had, if they're in tune with the culture of the kind of society in Wales could become. As a business person, you know, Of course, making money matters, actually, because otherwise you don't have shareholders, and that's a problem. But the truth is, actually, what also matters is the communities and the society in which you grow up. And I'd look at the policies of the Westminster government over decades, and I would say they're not in tune with the culture of Wales and the kind of society I think Wales would like to be. I don't want to grow up, I don't want to be a businessman in a country with a nice car where a third of children live in poverty. That's the reality of Wales. One in three children live in poverty. 90,000 children live in extreme poverty. I find that just appalling. I find that just abhorrent to me that children growing up in 2019 in Wales, one in three are in poverty. And yet we're sleepwalking into the reality of being governed by a Westminster Parliament that I don't see that's talking passionately about a solution for that. We should be talking passionately about a solution for that because those children have the same ability, capability, and should have the same opportunity as my child now has, or a child grown up in London. But it's appalling that they don't. And our politicians should really, really, I think, hang their heads in shame at the lack of activity around that and what they're actually really doing about it. And so another reason why I'm Indy convicted is because that, for me, feels like the answer. If we can lift those children out of poverty, if we as citizens of Wales are willing to support that and design a government that will have policies that lift them out, then I suspect over the next 10, 20, 30 years what we'll see is lots of new Go Compares, Just Eats, because those children are just as capable, if not more, than certainly I was. And yet at the moment they're handcuffed and they're limited with a glass ceiling of called poverty, where their actually parents are probably more worried about if they can feed them at tea time than what sort of education they're going to come out of school with. And that is economic deprivation and why it limits opportunity. And I don't see Westminster caring enough. I barely see them caring at all. Because really what that's about is power. So I think what I would say in closing to you is this. Welsh independence for me is no longer something that I can feel is a nice to have. I think it's a need to have. I think Welsh people need to inform themselves. I think Welsh people need to wake up to the fact that Westminster doesn't care. And I don't use that language carelessly. I don't think Westminster cares, not because any human being would care about a poor child, but from a power perspective, Wales isn't irrelevant. And so they don't care. So then Wales needs to wake up to that. I think Wales needs to accept actually that actually being an independent country is a great thing. A great thing. If you read The Economist or if you read the history of countries that were once part or annexed as part of a union of countries, the ones that become independent, there's not one that anyone can point me at that to this day has said I'd like to become part of that old union I was part of. There's not one. No, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. It's because it's actually better to be independent and have your own policies and politicians and accountability for your own country. It's a better thing to have. And so that's why I think Wales should also be an independent country. And lastly, I think this. Time's up on Westminster. Time is up on Westminster for me. Let them have the colour parliament and government that they want. Let them fill it with Boris Johnsons and, you know, right-wing extremism. Have what they like. But that's not the Wales I know. That's not the Wales I know. It's not a government I can recognise, and that's not about a change of government in 5 years, because a parliament dominated by English MPs is never going to be a parliament that's going to be representative of the kind of culture and society that I think Wales would want to be. So let's not accept that either. So another reason, and the final reason for me, is about the future of our children. So I brought my son today because I want him to see that actually Wales doesn't have to be the Wales I grew up in the late 70s and the 80s, where my mum said to me, go to London, get a job, you know, do all that. I want my son to know, actually, you can be in Wales and stay in Wales and always be in Wales, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. Thank you.